Morgans, AM, your pre-market briefing.
US markets closed high, mostly higher on Friday, with the Dow slipping just 2 points or was virtually flat. The S&P 500 closed 0.2% higher and the Nasdaq rose 0.5%. Energy stocks led the S&P 500 higher Friday, posting its only positive session of the week. Healthcare stocks pulled back about 0.1%, but the sector still notched a weekly gain of 3.7% to outperform other sectors. Overall, US stocks closed slightly higher for the week, with the Dow and S&P 500 posting small gains, while the Nasdaq rose 1.8% for the week. Europe's main markets fell slightly on Friday as investors monitored oil prices and business activity in Germany dipped to a four-month low. The German DAX fell 0.5%, the CAC dropped 0.3%, and the London FTSE slipped 0.2%. Looking to data, France and Germany both released flash PMI figures for June. Germany's manufacturing and services sector, which accounts for over two-thirds of its economy, dipped to a four-month low. Flash composite PMI fell to 56.1 from 57.4 in May. Business activity in France also eased more than predicted as growth weakened in the country's services sector. France's PMI fell to 55.3, down from 56.9 in May. In sector-related news, Europe's food and beverages sector was among the worst performers on Friday, down 0.7%. Domino's in Britain slipped towards the bottom of the benchmark after Berenberg Bank lowered its outlook for the stock to hold from buy. Its shares fell more than 2% on the news. Base metals were mostly higher, with copper up 1.1%, nickel up 0.8%, zinc up 0.3%, while aluminium fell 0.3%. Spot iron ore resumed its run higher, closing up 0.4% to $56.75 per metric tonne. Gold futures rose $7 or 0.5% to $1,256.40 an ounce, boosted by a lower dollar. Oil prices rose for a second straight day, with WTI up 27 cents or 0.6% to $43.01 a barrel, and Brent also rose 0.6% to $45.51 a barrel. Oil was given a weak lift from a weaker dollar, but remained down for a fifth week in a row. Also, prices paired earlier gains as oil services firm Baker Hughes released its report showing US drillers added 11 oil rigs last week, the biggest increase in 3 weeks. US 10-year Treasury yields were flat at 2.15%, and the Aussie dollar rose 0.4% against the US dollar, currently trading at 75.66 US cents.
This is general advice only, and we have not considered your needs or objectives.